一部所书第二章第八节九节十节，你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信，这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐，也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。
Our message this morning is entitled The Lonely Crowd.
我们今天早上的信息题目是寂寞人生。
Sometime during the Lunar New Year's festivities of recent days, you no doubt had occasion to visit or to pass by the Yuanshan recreational area.
在最近农历年期间，各位毫无疑问的有机会去看一看，或者经过圆山的游乐区。
If you went there by bus, you probably were pressed out of the bus in a different shape than when you were squeezed into or onto the bus.
假如你是搭巴士去的话，那么很可能啊，当你挤出公车的时候，你的身上你的人已经啊不成一个样子，跟你挤上公共汽车的时候完全不一样。
My meaning is the buses were very, very crowded, weren't they?
我的意思啊，就是这个公车非常的拥挤。
And surely you came to realize once again.
这样的话，你就会再一次认识到。
In a very forceful way, we realize.
你是被迫不得不认识，没有办法不认识。
We are living in a very crowded world.
我们是生活在一个非常拥挤的世界上。
Taiwan, of course, is one of the most densely populated areas of the world.
台湾是世界上许多人烟最稠密的地区之一。
But it's not just in Taiwan that people are exclaiming today that it's a small world.
但是不仅仅是在台湾的人呢，才这样讲，说这个世界太小了。
Several months ago, the Newsweek magazine featured a special report.
好几个月以前，美国新闻周刊曾经发表了一篇文章。
The report was entitled Sardine Can World.
那篇文章的题目叫做沙丁鱼罐头的世界。
The authors of that report noted that in 1900, the world had a population of 1.6 billion.
那篇报道的作者注意到，提到了在公元1900年的时候，世界上的人口总数是16亿。
In 1974, the world population was 3.9 billion.
但是到了1974年，世界的总人口就到了39亿。
And the projected estimate for the year 2000.
而公元2000年，我们预估的一个大略的人口总数
It's a staggering total of 6.5 billion people.
差不多啊，是在65亿左右。
Around the world in this age, the crowds are multiplying.
在这个世界上面，在这个时代里面，人群不断的在增加。
And our living space is becoming smaller and smaller.
而我们的生活或者说生存空间呢却愈来愈小。
Now there's a certain excitement to crowds.
人群是很热闹的。
We call it in English hubbubity.
在英文里面我们称它为嘈杂。
Or the hustle and bustle of the crowds.
我们称它为人群的拥挤与扰攘。
Chinese New Year's wouldn't be any fun, someone might say, without all the crowds.
有人可能会这样讲，如果没有人群的话，中国的旧历年就丝毫不会热闹。
Step out almost any evening onto the sidewalks of downtown Taipei.
假如在晚间我们到台北市中心区的人行道上去看一看，走一走。
You cannot help but catch something of the excitement of the throngs of people.
你没有办法不看到那很多人群挤在一起的热闹的情形。
They're all in motion. People, so many people in motion.
这些人都是在移动中啊，走来走去。
Many seem to have that look of special appointment.
很多人他们的样子好像有特别的约会一样。
They are going somewhere tonight.
他们在当天晚上要到某一个地方去。
Others, perhaps two lovers, are a few friends together.Or without any special destination.
而另外的一些人可能说是一对恋人或者说几个朋友在一起，他们啊却没有特别的目的地。
They are seemingly going nowhere.
他们好像啊是不到什么地方去。
This too can be exciting.
但是这样一群人挤在街上也同样的是可以凑热闹。
What I want you to notice this morning is that there is also a loneliness to crowds.
我今天早上要请大家注意的，就是在熙熙攘攘的人群里面呢，有一群寂寞的人。
Some people have called this in English the lonely crowd.
有人在英文里面常常欢喜这样说，寂寞人生。
This is not exciting.
但是这个却不是热闹了。
Rather, the lonely crowd can even be terrifying.
相反呢，寂寞的人海反而是可怕的。
Consider two factors that do much to make the crowd a lonely crowd.
请大家思想两个因素，这两个因素啊，是使这个茫茫的人海变成一个寂寞的人海。
There is first a depersonalization in crowds.
第一，在人群里面呢，有一种非人格化的力量。
You and I are being more and more depersonalized by our complex society of crowds.
我们就是你们跟我都在被这个复杂的人群所组成的社会在不断的非人格化中。
When we are born into this world today, we may not have a name at first.
当我们降生到这个世界上来的时候，我们可能首先不会有名字。
But we will be sure to have a number to identify us if we are born in a hospital with other babies.
但是假如啊，我们是在医院里面跟别的婴孩一样出生的话，我们很可能先就有一个数目字，有一个号码来以资识别。
And all the way through life in this age, we are given numbers by which we are identified in the crown.
从此以后啊，在我们一生当中，我们就不断的有要有一些数目字来证明啊，在让我们跟这些人群里面识别出来。
These numbers are actually more important than our names.
这些号码事实上比我们的姓名还要重要。
When you fill out a form,
当你填一个表格的时候，
you may only have to write your name once.
你也许啊，只需要写你的名字一次。
But you will usually have to give several numbers that identify you.
但是你常常啊，要写好几个数目字，好几个号码来分别你。
Your ID number.
你的身份证号码。
Your home address number.
你的住家的地址号码。
Your telephone number.
你的电话号码。
And many, many, many more numbers.
还有很多其他的数目字号码。
Sometimes there comes on us the feeling that we are little more than animated numbers in action.
那么有些时候啊，我们很可能会有这样的感觉，什么感觉呢？就是我们呢是一群活动的数目字。
Just like 5, 6, 8, 9 with feet on it, huh? Walking around.
好像我们有五个、六个、七条腿一样的在地上走路。
It's like some weird TV cartoon program.
很像啊，很多电视上面那种古古怪怪的卡通影片一样。
We are depersonalized by the crowd.
我们被这个茫茫的人群在非人格化中。
But deep within us, we hunger for a personalized life.
但是在我们的内心里面，我们却渴盼一个人格化的生活。
We long to be recognized in the midst of the crowd.
我们愿意渴望能够在人群里面被承认。
Someone has said man cannot exist without recognition.
有人这样讲，说人呢，如果不被承认的话，他就好像啊，没有存在一样。
This truth accounts for what we wear, or maybe for what we don't wear, out in the midst of the crowd.
这个真理啊，是由于我们在人群里面所穿着的，或者是由于我们什么没有穿着的。
This explains how we talk and act.
这个说明了我们是怎么样的在讲话，怎么样的在动作。
Hey, look at me.
喂，你看我。
In one way or another, that is what we sometimes shout out to the crowd.
我们想方设法的就是这样的向人群大声的喊，你瞧我。
I'm not just a number.
我不是一个数目字。
I'm a person.
我是一个人。
I'm somebody.
我是什么样的一个人。
Doesn't anybody notice me?
哪一位你们都没有看到我吗？没有注意到我吗？
Doesn't anybody love me?
你们不爱我吗？
The lonely crowd is such a depersonalizing place.
寂寞的人群就是这样，寂寞的人海啊，就是这样一个把人非人格化的一个地方。
But there is another factor that helps much to make the crowd a lonely crowd.
还有另外一个因素，使茫茫的人海变成一个寂寞的人海。
Deep within the pressing, pushing crowds on the move, going here and there, is a lack of direction.
在我们这些熙熙攘攘跑来跑去在各处走动的人群里面所缺少的是什么呢？方向。
In the long run, there is a purposelessness to the crowds.
最后这一群人他们就失去了他们的目标，没有目标。
Of course, in the short run, most everyone in the crowd can give answer to the question, 你到哪里去 Where are you going?
但是就眼前来讲啊，大多数的人都可以回答这样一个问题，就是你到什么地方去。
Even those lovers and friends who stroll aimlessly about, they know that at a certain hour they must be back at their homes or back at their jobs.
即使那些恋人那些朋友他们毫无目的的在街头漫步，也知道在某一个时间他们应当回到他们的家庭里面去，他们应当回到他们的工作岗位上去。
We must probe more deeply with our question.
我们应当啊更深一层的来探索我们的问题。
Where are you going in the next few years of your life?
你在今后的几年当中要到哪里去？
Many among the crowd will have definite plans and hopes.
在人群里面有很多人可能啊有一定的计划，有一定的希望。
Many will not.
但是也有许多人没有。
But then we ask,
那么我们就要问了，
Why?
为什么？
Why?
为什么？
Each morning, no matter how tired you are, you must get up at such and such an hour.
每天早晨，不管你是怎么样的疲累，你一定在某某一个时间要爬起床来。
So many minutes later, you run for a bus at the corner in your neighborhood.
在多少分钟以后，你要跑去在你的住家的附近街头上面、街口上面去赶公车。
And with just a minute or two to spare, you usually arrive at your office to start another long and often weary day.
也许啊只有一两分钟多余的时间，你赶到你的办公室，又开始你一天疲累的工作。
Why?
为什么？
What is the purpose of it all?
这些这样忙忙碌碌，它的目的何在？
Some from among the crowd find the secret to success.
那有些人群当中的人呢，他们发现了成功的秘诀。
They become wealthy.
他们就发财了。
Or famous.
出名了。
Or somebody special in some way.
或者在某一方面呢变成了不起的人物了。
But most of us are just part of the crowd.
但是大多数的人呢只是茫茫人海里面的一份子而已。
But regardless of where we are on the social ladder of success,We still cannot avoid this nagging question.
不管我们在这个社会的成功的梯子的哪一个阶段，我们仍然没有办法回避这个讨厌的问题。
The nagging question is the purposelessness of our lives.
这个讨厌的问题就是我们生活的没有意义，茫无目标。
The crowd is a lonely crowd because of the longing that arises up deep from within us.
人群之所以变成一个寂寞的人群，是因为在他们里面升起了一种渴望。
And that longing within us is for meaning and for purpose in living.
我们里面的渴望就是要活得有意义，活得有目标。
We are part of an ever-growing mass of humanity who have this much in common, our overall emptiness, our purposelessness for living.
我们呢是不断在增长的人群当中的一份子，这个人群有一个共同之点。什么共同之点呢？就是他们的生活是茫无目标，或者说全然的没有意义。
If you have seen the lonely crowd,
假如你已经看到了这个寂寞的人群，
It's probably only because you have sensed the depersonalization and the purposelessness of your own life.
也许 是因为你已经感觉到你的生活非人格化，也许是你感觉到你的生活了无意义。
Dear friend, if you today sense the I alone in the crowd feeling,
各位亲爱的朋友，如果你今天早上已经感觉到有在人群里面这种非人格化的感觉，
then your heart may be prepared to hear the words that can change your life and can change your place in the crowd.
那么你的心呢可能就已经准备好了，准备好了干什么呢？来领受一种话语，这种话语可能改变你的生活，改变你在茫茫人群里面的地位。
Once again I want to read God's word as recorded in Ephesians 2:8-10.
我再要把我们刚刚念过的以弗所书第二章从第八节到第十节再读一遍给各位听。
For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not of your own doing.
你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信，这并不是出于自己。
It is the gift of God, not because of works, lest any man should boast.
也不是出于行为，乃是神所赐的，也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。
For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them.
我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。
These are words that express the gift of God as that which perfectly meets the needs of the lonely crowd.
这些话说明了神的恩赐，神的恩赐是能够完全的适应我们这个寂寞人海的需要。
We want you to notice first of all that God wants to give youThe only real personalization.
首先，我希望各位能够注意到，神愿意给你们一个独一的、真正的人格化。
All of us, by our own works, have striven to be recognized as a person.
我们全体都想靠我们自己的行为努力的挣扎得到被人承认为一个人。
We want to save ourselves from being a depersonalized something, a nobody.
我们希望拯救自己脱离一个光景，什么光景呢？就是非人格化的光景。
But we all have failed.
但是我们都失败了。
But the gift of the living God is to save us.
但是永生神的恩赐却是要救我们。
That's in verse 8.
那就是第八节所告诉我们的。
That is, God himself is willing to recognize us and love us as a person.
那就是说神自己愿意承认我们是一个人，把我们当作一个人来爱。
You may often hear Christians talking about being saved.
你们可能常常听到基督徒讲得救这件事。
Maybe you have wondered just what they have meant.
你们也许奇怪得救是什么意思。
According to verse 10,God saves us when he creates us in Christ Jesus.
根据第十节我们就知道神在基督耶稣里面造成我们的时候就救了我们。
In other words, God's salvation is a
personal relationship.
换句话说，神的救恩是一个人与人的关系。
A person to person relationship.
一个人对另外一个人的关系。
I can be in a relationship with God's Son, Jesus Christ.
我可以与神的儿子，就是耶稣基督，发生人与人的关系。
I want to add a bit here.
我愿意在这里增加一点儿。
When he becomes my Lord, he becomes my friend.
当他成为我的主的时候，他就成为我的朋友。
When he becomes somebody special to me, I become somebody special to him.
当他成为对我一个特别的人以后，我对他也就成了一个特别的人。
Or maybe I should say, even before I know him, I'm already special to him.
我甚至于可以这样说，在我认识他以前，我对他就已经很特别了。
And would you note, this gift of personalization is a love relationship.
我们请各位注意，这种使我们人格化的恩赐，就是一种爱的关系。
The word grace at the beginning of verse 8 means God's loving desire to accept us as a person in fellowship with Him.
第八节开头那个地方所讲到的恩，所讲到的恩，就是神那种爱的愿望。那种爱的愿望要干什么呢？要把我们当作一个人一样的接待到与他的交通里面去，就是跟他发生关系。
He wants us to be his friend even though we do not deserve such an unspeakable gift.
他希望我们做他的朋友，纵然我们是不配得到这样一个难以言宣的恩赐。
He knows how we each one have depersonalized him.
他知道我们每一个人是如何的不把他当作一个人。
That's right, we depersonalize God.
对了，我们每一个人呢，都不把神当作一个人。
And we have ignored him in the witness of his person to our inner hearts.
我们都忽视了他对我们内心所做的那种见证。
In the Bible, this book calls that sin.
这本书啊，就是圣经称这件事，我们人把神非人格化这件事称为罪。
But nevertheless, he still wants to save us from the I alone in the crowd feeling.
但是他仍然愿意拯救我们，脱离这种我在茫茫人海里面寂寞的感觉。
He wants to give us that wonderful we feeling.
他要给我们一个很奇妙、很美好的我们的感觉。
Now I belong to Jesus.
现在我属于耶稣。
Jesus belongs to me.
耶稣属我。
When you are saved by God's grace, you always have the certainty that He is with you in the lonely crowd.
当你被神的恩所拯救以后，你永远有这样一个确实的感觉，就是他与我在寂寞的人海里面存在。
He will never forsake you.
他永远不会离弃你。
You're never alone.
你永远不会孤单。
No, never alone.
绝对不会孤单。
My friend.
亲爱的朋友。
This is the kind of personalization you need.
这就是你所需要的一种人格化。
The God who so loves us became a person like us.
神这样的 爱我们，爱到他变成我们这样的一个人。
And he died for us.
并且替我们死。
That we might have a person-to-person relationship with himself.
好让我们跟他发生一种人与人的关系。
This is how we learn what love is.
这个就是我们所认识的什么叫做爱。
He gave his life for us.
主为我们舍命。
And he wants to take you out of the lonely crowd and make you a new person.
他希望把你从寂寞的人海里面。
And he wants to take you out of the lonely crowd and make you a new person.
他希望把你从寂寞的人海里面拯救出来，使你成为一个新人。
He wants to create you in an eternal relationship with himself.
他希望把你造成一个新造的人，跟他发生永恒的关系。
But you must have faith to believe.
但是你必须要有信来相信他。
We have already pointed out that the lonely crowd is characterized by a purposelessness.
我们已经提到了，寂寞的人海是以没有意义、盲无目标为它的特征。
If you have discovered that such is your plight,
假如你已经注意到，你已经发现了，这个就是你的情况。
Then you ought to give careful heed to the amazing revelation of God's purpose for your life as found in verse 10.
那么你就应当啊，特别的注意神对于你的生活所给的一种令人惊奇的启示。这个启示就记载在《以弗所书》第二章第十节里面。
Here is a purposefulness such as you yourself would never dream of and could never even.
这个地方就有你永远不会梦想到，永远也不会发明的一种意义，一种目标。
When we come to know the personalization of being created in Christ Jesus, then we also are able to realize that we are God's workmanship.
当我们认识了我们在基督耶稣里面被创造的这一种人格化的时候，我们也就认识了我们是神的工作。
All of our lives, we've been struggling to find the purpose of our lives on the basis of what works we have done.
我们一生都在挣扎，要寻找，要发现我们生活的目标是什么，以什么为基础呢？以我们所做的为基础。
Let me tell you a secret.
我要告诉大家一个秘密。
The secret of purposefulness in life is in allowing the living God to make us His workmanship.
那就是生活目标或者生活有意义的这个秘密，是允许让神，让永生的神使我们成为他的工作。
There's a tremendous difference between these two positions.
这两个地位有非常显著的不同。
We read further in verse 10 that he creates us in Christ Jesus for the purpose or to accomplish good works which God prepared before him.
我们在第十节就看到我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的，我要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。
God has a purpose for our lives that we should walk in these good works.
神有一个目标，有一个目的，就是我们应当啊行他要我们行的 这是善事。
Being his workmanship therefore means doing the works he calls good.
我们要做他的工作，那个意思啊，就是要做他要我们所做的工作。
Without a personal relationship with him, we may strive to do works that we call good.
假如跟他发生关系的话，我们很可能啊，拼命的在行善，做一些工作，那些工作是我们认为善事的工作。
The end result is a purposelessness.
结果呢，会没有意义。
Why?
为什么?
We are not his workmanship.
因为我们不是他的工作。
And therefore, they are not his works being fulfilled through us.
因此呢，这些工作就不是他的工作想要借着我们所做成的。
They are my works.
那些是我们的善行。
I can boast in them.
我可以以这些善行夸口。
I can tell you all the good things I've done.
我可以向你滔滔不绝地讲我所行的善事。
But I will never get any deep, lasting sense of fulfillment or satisfaction.
但是我永远不会得到一个深远的、能够持续到永远的那种满足的感觉。
Dear friend out there in the lonely crowd,
各位在寂寞人海里面的朋友，
Here's what you need.
你所需要的是这样一件事。
You need the we feeling.
你需要有我们的感觉。
The confidence according to this book that you belong to him.
对于这本书的相信，就是相信你是
And you also need the resulting wow feeling.
那么你也需要跟着来的这种哇，好舒服的感觉。
The assurance that you yourself are his workmanship.
这种确据就是你是他的工作，这种确实的相信。
And that there is a gigantic purpose in all that you do every day of your life.
那么这种确实的相信呢，就是在你每天所做的工作里面都有目标，都有意义。
May I add my own testimony here, please?
我愿意在这个地方给大家做一个见证。
I was a senior in university back in Washington University in St. Louis, Missouri.
那么我在密苏里州这个圣路易那个城里面的华盛顿大学读四年级的时候，
I was ready to graduate.
我已经快要毕业了。
I had a religion called Christianity.
我选了一课叫做基督，就是基督教，就是也基督宗教这一课。
From the time I was a little boy, I went to Sunday school and church.
那么在我从小的时候就是上教会主日学的时候，我就对这个有兴趣。
But I didn't know the Lord Jesus as my friend, as my Lord.
但是我始终不认识耶稣基督是我的朋友，是我的主。
And I was beginning to learn how lonely life could be at times.
那么我在那个时候啊，就感觉到人生好寂寞。
Even though I had many friends,
虽然我有很多朋友。
But even more upon my heart, as I looked out into a working world up ahead of me, was what was my purpose for living?
但是即使如此，我仔细的在内心里面思想，我往我的前面看，我将来的目标是什么？我的目的为何？
Just to make money?
是为了赚钱吗？
Or even just to help people?
还是去帮助别人呢？
There was a deep sense of longing for something more in my life.
所以在 我的心里面呢就有一种很可怕的感觉，就是要有一些别的东西。
And for a purpose.
我要有一个目标。
It was then that I heard clearly the words of God.
就是在那个时候啊，我清楚地听见了神的话。
When I asked Christ Jesus to be my Lord.
我就呼求耶稣基督做我个人的主。
And I finally became my friend.
我就发现了他变成了我的朋友。
And I found that he gave me a purpose for living.
我发现了他给我一个生活的目标。
Now I want you to notice our last paragraph this morning.
我希望各位注意我们最后这一段。
For by grace are you saved through faith.
你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信。
This is how it happens.
这个经过啊，就是如此。
Believe God.
信神。
Believe His word.
信他的话。
Step out from the lonely crowd and receive the personalization and the purposefulness that he wants to give you.
从寂寞的人海里面跨出来，接受他希望给你的那种人格化与目标或者说意义。
By acknowledging and accepting him as Lord of your life.
承认他，接受他，做你生活的主。
He himself will make you a new person in a personal relationship with himself that will last forever.
他就要使你成为一个新人，和他发生一种存到永远的关系。
And he will lead you into a life of unspeakable satisfaction.
他要引导你进入一个说不出的满足的生活。
Doing what he wants you to do with your life.
在你的生活当中做他所要你做的。
As you have become his workmanship.
因为你已经变成了他的工作。
To him be all the glory.
愿荣耀归给他。
May he so bless your life today.
愿他今天就祝福你的生活。
The crowd is so lonely without Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
人群如果没有耶稣基督神的儿子，就是这样的寂寞孤单。我们低头祷告。天父，我们感谢你，我们赞美你，因为你今天早晨用你的爱吸引我们众人来到你的面前，领受你的话语。你让我们看到人生的一个极大的奥秘。如果没有你，我们有了全世界，我们有了学问，有了地位，有了钱财，有了一切，仍然是寂寞的，仍然是孤单的。但是如果我们有你而没有全世界的话，纵然没有钱财，没有地位，没有学问，但是我们有了一个我们的感觉，你与我们存在的感觉。主啊，这个宝贝的认识，我们谢谢你放在我们每一个人的面前。我们求主祝福你自己的话，让你的话在我们里面成为力量，让我们每一个人都愿意走出这个寂寞的人群。我们愿意来到你的面前，跟你发生人与人的关系，让我们成为你的工作，让我们成为你的儿女，让你做我们的主，让你管理我们，让我们每一个人都行你为我们预备要做的事情。主啊，我们感谢你，我们赞美你，求你保守我们每一位听话的人，特别是今天初次来的，还有那些没有认识自己寂寞孤单的。主啊，你今天早上就跟他们做朋友，你今天早上就让他们降服在你的面前， 愿意接受你做他们的朋友，主啊，听我们的祷告，奉耶稣基督的宝名，阿门。